Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another weekend edition presented by Geico Insurance at geico.com and by Rocket Mortgage as we count down to a busy sports weekend, NFL playoffs, but we serve up a little Friday night lights in Dallas. We'll go to Giovanna Scroggins live at AT&T, home of the Cowboys, site of the Cotton Bowl, and that'll be the national semifinal between Ohio State and the Texas Longhorns. It'll be hard-pressed to live up to what we saw last night, and Tyler Levine will sit in for the full hour, and he's going to tell you something that'll just blow your mind. And I'm not going to give it away. It'll blow your mind. So keep in mind, he went to Hard Rock Stadium. He saw a classic, a first ever national semifinal, and he sees a classic with the Golden Domers pulling one out of their you-know-what. And wait till you hear the number that he's going to put next to that game. And this is gambling or anything like that, just the number in his personal repertoire. I find it hard to believe, but we'll see. We will tee him up here, looking forward to it. Nick Douglas a little bit later on, he'll weigh in on tonight's game as well. He'll look forward to the weekend and break it down. And then listen, after tonight, we get ready for 1 week from Monday, the 20th at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta. The first ever 12-team playoff will conclude with the national championship game. And right now it looks like if Texas wins, they're a slight favorite over Notre Dame. If Ohio State wins, it's going to be somewhere between more than a touchdown and maybe double digits. How about that? So we will we'll crunch some numbers just for entertainment purposes, and we look forward to that. What else we got? Well, the NFL, I mean, you just can't get away from it. And I'll tell you, as much as Baltimore-Pittsburgh ought to be a rock fight Saturday night while we're on the air, here's what I'm going to tell you. Sunday, to me, Philadelphia-Green Bay, it should be an absolute slobber knocker. It really could be. Two great quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, different style. But listen, I just think this is going to be a great game. And then look at Detroit sitting there. Right now, a prohibitive favorite, rightfully so. So there is a ton to crunch. And then, of course, the Rams, the Rams and the Vikings are going to go to Glendale, which, kind of bums you out. Some people see that as a advantage for the Rams. I think all you need to know about this game, it's basically a toss-up game. I don't care where they play it. That's a toss-up game. All right, Tyler Levine, Giovanna Scroggins, Nick Douglas, Dan Ogden along the way as well. We're coming back here. It's Sports Weekend, presented by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. We're coming right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA. All right, welcome back. Sports weekend across the country, around the globe, and even in Clive, Iowa. Right, Daniel Ogden? Daniel, he loves that innovative wellness, and that's Clive, Iowa, baby. They're in the catbird seat. Randy Byrne and the whole crew there, outstanding work. We're going to get Giovanni in mere moments, but Tyler, you said something off air that blew me away. So you're in Miami Gardens, Florida last night. You see an epic first ever national semifinal game under the newfangled 12-team playoff, college football. And that's your first ever college game?
Yeah, that was the first college football game that I've ever been to. And it was one of the most incredible environments in terms of just sporting events that I've been to as well. It was, I mean, what a game. The storylines that came out of it were unbelievable. The environment was crazy. Pre-game, post-game, during the game. It was just an unbelievable experience. Shout out to the network and you for getting me there. And it was I had an absolute blast, I have to say.
Well, you blew up on social media, too. I mean, you got a lot of you got some video content up there on Instagram. I'll let you talk about that a little bit later on. But let's get Giovanna in here. She's hunkered down. She's in the catbird seat tonight, high above midfield in the press box at AT&T in Dallas. And Giovanna, hopefully you'll see something as good as what we saw last night with Texas and Ohio State. Kind of give us a scene setter, Giovanna. Take it away.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a good – you can hear some of the fans in the background, but I'm hoping for a good game. You know, the Texas team, the one word I told Tyler the other day was they seemed very relaxed coming into this game, so I'm hoping that, you know, Quinn Ewers can settle in. They can really get some things working on the offense. But the key in this game is the defense. The defense has to get some spots and turnovers to beat Ohio State and their powerful offense.
Yeah, Tyler will weigh in next. Let me just ask you a quick question. Ohio State's the chic team. Don't forget, lost to Michigan, shockingly, is a huge four-touchdown favorite. I mean, an embarrassing loss, even if you lose a one-point game to their rival to the north, Michigan. And yet they're the chic team right now. What card does Texas coach Sarkisian play with his kids? You know, does he, you know, we're not getting any respect. you know, first time in the SEC, we're being treated like, you know, the sisters of the poor, so to speak. What kind of angle do you think Texas takes? Or are they just going to say, hey, look, we're going to give it our best shot. We're right in our backyard at Dallas. You know, Texas is a big state, but, you know, listen, they're, you know, they're homespun Longhorns. What's your take on how Texas approaches this tonight? Is it a lack of respect card they play tonight? What do you think?
No, I think they're going in there with the idea of, like, let's give it our best shot. If Ohio State or Texas goes to the national championship game, I think the winners are beating Notre Dame. I don't think Notre Dame's winning a natty. So it's up to these two teams, you know, to get there because, you know, they're a shoe-in. So I think Texas is going to go into this game, hey, we're going to give it our best shot. We're going to try to win a natty in our home state.
Tyler, take it away with Giovanna. We'll keep her here for a few more moments as she gets ready. That game going to kick in about an hour and, oh, about 25, probably an hour and a half before it's all said and done. But Tyler, go ahead.
I think tonight is people aren't really factoring in enough that Texas is playing a home game. And, you know, they will have a strong home field advantage. For me, the most interesting thing here is Texas has probably the best pass defense in all of college football going against the best wide receiver in all of college football. So if they can force Will Howard into even just one or two mistakes and take advantage of those, I think that that's the path for them winning this game. If Ohio State plays a clean game and don't turn the ball over, I just can't see how Texas can keep up. Because look, they've looked good all year long. The biggest thing that worries me, however, is that they played in essentially one really big game. You can call it two, and they were both against Georgia, and they lost both times. Keeping in mind, they lost to a Georgia team that played their backup for the whole second half of the SEC championship game. So for me, Ohio State can win without playing perfect football here. I think that they're a significantly better team, but Texas has to play perfect to win. They can't afford to make any mistakes. Yours has to play a clean game. I like Ohio State to win here. I think that there's just too much for Texas. But if Texas can limit Smith and, you know, force Howard into a mistake or two, there is a path for them to get it done with the home field advantage.
Do you see it the same way, Giovanna? They have to play a perfect game?
Oh, yes, for sure. And Tyler and I talked about this. You know, as I mentioned, Texas has to step up defensively. I think they have some, you know, packages or Will Howard, so we're going to see how that works. But yes, they always can play a perfect game. And we've seen them time and time again, how they played against Arizona State. You know, they can't pull up on the gas. They have to go full gas, no break, in order to win this football game.
All right, give us a pick, and then I'll let Tyler finish up with one more question for you. But why don't you give me an idea on the ebb and flow that you see, and be interested to see. And also, give out your Instagram handle, because you have done outstanding work with video. In addition to your radio contributions, you've got a lot of audio packages for us for Saturday night. Looking forward to that. Give us an ebb and flow of the game, your pick, and then your Instagram stuff, and then Tyler can finish up with you.
Yeah, I'm expecting Texas to come out the gate really hot, as you kind of saw it. As in the last game with Arizona, I'm personally rocking with Texas in this game. Got to root for my home state team. I can't root against them, even though I think Ohio State is more than capable of getting a win. I hope Texas wins. And yes, make sure you're following Sports Urban America on Instagram. All of our content, Tyler's content from yesterday, my content. I have a video up right now, right in front of AT&T Stadium. So make sure you go check it out and stay tuned for more content.
All right, good work. Tyler, you got anything more for Giovanna?
I'm curious on if you think that this is going to be a low-scoring game, or the line is set at 51.5. I'm assuming if you're taking Texas to win, I have a feeling that if Texas wins, it has to go under the 51.5. No, because if this becomes a shootout, I think we're both on the same page. Like, they don't stand a chance. So if you're back in Texas, you think this is going to be under the 51.5 total?
Yeah, if Texas is winning this game, I think it definitely is going to be the under. If Ohio State gets away, they're definitely blowing it out. They're definitely throwing a bunch of touchdowns in the end zone and walking away with the over. But if Texas can get a win, it's probably going to be under that line.
All right, and you're going to be at the post-game press conferences. We look forward to that. That should be great reaction one way or the other. Outstanding work. Giovanna, great job out of you. Appreciate you being there.
Thanks, guys. Stay tuned.
All right, there you go. Giovanna leading off tonight as we roll in towards a big weekend. And Tyler, I agree with you. They have to force Ohio State into making some mistakes. If they play a clean game, Smith, Smith can just go nuts. And
I
they
will
do
say, though, Marty.
Yeah, let's hear.
People are talking, and myself included, Ohio State have played the best by far out of all the playoff teams. They've been unstoppable offensively. But let's not forget, this is a team that only put up, what, 10 points against Michigan in a 13-10 loss at home?
Figure it out. I know.
You know, Oregon, who they just blew out, has beat them as well this season. So this is a team that's been playing well, but how many times have we seen teams playing really well? We're going to the game. Everyone was saying they're unstoppable, and they get to that moment. They, you know, they're playing essentially on the road in this game, being that it's being played right in Texas. Mm-hmm. So, look, as much as I like Ohio State, let's not forget, you know, they are a team that has shown imperfections this season. They've shown that in big games they can flounder. And, you know, I'm not saying that Texas doesn't have it stand a chance at all. In fact, even though I think Ohio State wins, I will be on my couch screaming hook 'em horns the whole game because I'm rooting for Texas in this one.
Well, I agree with you on one thing because, look, this game opened is basically a toss-up game. I don't know I read that today and I was shocked. But seriously, they and the public has moved them into just an alarming favorite tonight. And so without respect to, you know, the people that are wagering on the game, but it tells you all you need to know that this is the public. And, you know, the public, you know, oftentimes doesn't see it right. And, yep. You know, this team has been all over the map. And I think that's a very solid take because they're all over the map. I mean, what they did to Oregon was shocking. The loss to Michigan was even more shocking. And I've seen some really good Ohio. I saw them give up some really good Ohio State teams, give up 55 points to Iowa.
One thing real quick as well that I think is working against them is they've essentially in these first two games, the game has been over at the end of the first quarter. If not, if you want to stretch it out, it was over at halftime. Texas has played two games that, you know, are relatively close. Obviously, the Arizona State game went to overtime. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Ohio State does in these moments under pressure. Like, if Texas can keep it close in the beginning, you know, Ohio State hasn't felt any pressure at all thus far in these playoffs because they've blown, you know, they were up by multiple scores at the end of the first quarter. So I think that that works in Texas's favor, very similar to how I felt about Notre Dame last night, that they played two better teams than Penn State played. And, you know, look how that turned out. So maybe we see Texas, you know, having that little advantage on Ohio State, playing at home and having played in closer games in this playoff thus far.
All right, we're going to get Nick Douglas. He was on the SEC beat all year long. He's up next as we roll along here through sports weekend, Friday night action in Dallas. And, boy, they had some bad weather, snow and ice rolling through the Metroplex. But everything's cleared. They're ready to go. We're coming back here on Sports Weekend, Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, welcome back. We're presented by Geico Insurance and Business Insurance. You got to look into Geico. Not only save money, but great, great service 24/7 at geicoinsurance.com. Hey, one little note here. Good guy and great couple award. I love this. You know, wildfires in L.A., the relief efforts underway. If you watch it, I was watching KABC out of Los Angeles in the middle of the night, which tells you what sleep deprived. But you watch this and you're slack jawed. You can arch your eyebrows all you want, but you just sit there and go, oh my God. Well, how about Freddie Freeman, the Dodger first baseman, and his wife Chelsea, $300,000 check. Well, three of them, three $100,000 checks. Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation, Pasadena Fire Department, Salvation Army for wildfire relief efforts in L.A. Good job out of Freddie Freeman and Chelsea. And I'll say this amid the backdrop. They had a very, very sick child this year during the season. Very, very sick. A life-threatening illness. I don't remember the particulars, but that is a great job out of Chelsea and Freddie Freeman. Great job. All right, speaking of good guys, let's get Nick Douglas in here. Nick, Marty Terrell, and Tyler Levine. How are you, Nick?
Marty, I'm doing amazing. What a game we had last night, and boy, what a game we have in our second-to-last college football game this season. This one will be electric. Very intrigued to see how these two teams look, and I mean, we're going to see real quickly if momentum exists between games in the CFP, because if one thing's for sure, Ohio State's got all the momentum in the world, but this will be a Texas home game if, granted, if they all chose to drive through the snow. I know Dallas got dumped on over all the last couple days of snow, so it should be interesting.
All right, I got a question. Tyler does as well, but I just want to say, what does Texas have to do other than the obvious and outscore Ohio State? Kind of crunch how the ebb and flow of this game could go. Let me hear. And you do reference the quasi-home field, if not even a verifiable and legitimate home field advantage. Where do you go with this? What do you see the ebb and flow? Let me hear.
Look, it's going to come down to the Texas front seven. I mean, if Texas is on their heels and Ohio State sets the tone early, this one will get ugly just like it did against Oregon. Oregon was the last team unbeaten, and, I mean, at halftime, I'm sure they were trying to do all they could to call a mercy rule because that got ugly fast. So Texas has got to get the ball and score, but it comes down to the front seven. They need to put pressure on Will Howard. He's shown all year that when he gets sacked, he gets rattled early, and, I mean, that's when you look at some of their low-scoring games, you know, they had – Ohio State's had close games all year. I mean, they struggled against – I think it was against the Illinois Fighting Illini earlier this year. So, I mean, this is not – it's a very beatable team. I mean, they've dropped two games already. So, get pressure on Howard, shut down the run, the 1-2 punch duo. Quinshon Judkins is the real deal. He's shown that, you know, through different games all year, but you've also got Travion Henderson, and then obviously you got Jeremiah Smith, who's just been red hot. So it's going to come down to the defense, but that front seven is really going to dictate things, in my opinion.
I completely agree. And, you know, I think that for Texas, the real key here is don't let Ohio State get hot early, because what we've seen is in the last two games, they get off to a hot start and then they just build on that. And, you know, it's like the one thing Texas is not going to want to do is have Ohio State feel like it's the same game script again, where they score early and then they pound it and pound it and pound it. Smith scores a couple touchdowns and then it's over at halftime. That, for me, if Texas on, I'm going to even go as far as saying on Ohio State's first drive, if Texas can prevent them from scoring points, that's going to be the first win in that game. And games are built up of, you know, a ton of little mini moments. And winning that first moment for Texas is going to be everything throughout the rest of this game. Because we just spoke about it before break. Ohio State's felt no pressure in these playoffs thus far. They haven't been in that big, intense, high-pressure moment yet. Texas has been, and I think that's going to be advantageous for them because they have that familiarity with it. And I'm curious to see if Ohio State gets put under a little pressure, how they respond to that. My question for you, Nick, I want to go back to last night's game, Notre Dame 27, Penn State 24. The Irish are in the championship game. What do you make of the decision from James Franklin? I know everyone's saying the throw from Drew Aller was a terrible throw, and it was. What do you make of the decision of actually trying to drive down the field in that moment under that amount of pressure and not just sending it to overtime and taking your chances in OT?
Look, to be honest with you, Tyler, I think this was a game where points were scarce, and you've seen this with Notre Dame a lot of low-scoring games, especially the close ones. I will never fault a coach for being risky and trusting his guys in a close, low-scoring game. I never will. I'm a big believer that if you trust your guys, you will go for the win, and if you trust your guys in an overtime situation, you'll kick the field goal or the extra point, tie it and send it into overtime in regular season games or whatever the case may be. But if you trust your guys in the two-point conversion setup, then you're going to go and run that play. But look, Franklin's shown all year he trusts his guys to go down and have a full-fledged drive, and so I think that's the right move. Now, obviously, in hindsight, you know, this is much like a fourth down play. When you get a fourth down, you're a genius. Oh, my God, gutsy call. And then when you fail on fourth down, you're an idiot. So I think this one could go one way or another. Obviously, in hindsight, it looks horrible. But I can't fault him for trusting his guys.
Yeah, the first thing I thought of watching that last night, because it backfired, was the Patriots way back when in 2001 when they won their first Super Bowl, and they got the kickoff in a tie game, and Pat Summerall and John Madden are on CBS or Fox screaming for, you know, the Patriots got to go to overtime. Well, Brady marched right down the field, setting up Vinatieri's 46-yard field goal to win their first of six rings. So I see both sides of it. Like you said, it's easy, and I'm not accusing you this, Tyler, because I know you said it while it was unfolding. Like, what are they doing? And the thought crossed my mind, but I just think, you know, it's one of those things where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Hey, let's I respect go back. That as well, though. Yeah, it makes it real quick. I 100% on board. I don't think like either any of us are right or wrong. Hearing you actually explain that, it does. I'm more on board with what you're saying. I felt like their defense was playing well outside of, you know, the fourth quarter is obviously a different story, but I felt like it was like go to overtime, trust your defense and get the win. The refereeing was terrible in this game as well, but go ahead, Marty. Let's get back.
Yeah, same thing I talked to Giovanna about, and I want to ask Nick, because Nick's got a really good hand on the pulse of the SEC. The Sarkisian, what card does he play tonight? Does he play the we're not being respected card, or does he tell his guys, look, we've got a decided home field advantage. We are better this team. We're even with this team, but we've got an advantage playing in our home state. Look at this fan base. What card do you think Sark plays tonight with his guys?
So, Marty, this is a brilliant question. I love this question because I have a feeling Sark is going to come out the same way Marcus Freeman has come out to approach his guys. And that's going to be, look, we have zero hype to live up to. We have been told we have the opposite. We have to prove a ton of people wrong. We know we're a title team. We know we can compete through our losses. Notre Dame, they lost to Northern Illinois. Texas has lost to Georgia twice, which is really bad because they don't have very many quality wins. And so this is Sark's chance to say to his guys, hey, look, everyone has said that we are illegitimate. And so it's time to go prove that we are legitimate. Whereas Ohio State's got the opposite. They're the far and beyond the betting odds favorite. They've been, worshipped practically all year, barring the outside of the Michigan loss late. That was bad. But, Ohio State is frequently talked about as every year being a title contender, and they should be, and they have been. But I think with Sark's team, he's got a bit of an advantage here because you've seen how it's manifested itself with Notre Dame, in that he can say, hey, look, we are spoken of as the illegitimate team. We're lucky to be here. We've caught a couple of breaks. And I think we're going to find out real quickly here whether Sark's team is legitimate or not. And like I said, it's going to come down to that front seven on Texas.
Nick, does Ryan Day get it done? And more importantly, well, not more importantly, ultimately what's most important is who wins the game, but what are your thoughts on the line? Ohio State's a 6-point favorite. Do they win the game? Do they cover? If Texas wins, I asked Giovanna this, is Texas winning mean that it goes under the total of 51.5? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think if the previous games have been any indication, this points will be scarce. And you see this in championship games. Anybody that knows sports, I know Marty can attest to this. These games are typically low scoring, whether it's NBA finals, college football semifinals. These are going to be tight games. I think the under hits, but I think it's safe just because we saw how Ohio State could really take the top off the last couple of games. I think that's a safe line at -6. It's just going to, it's really going to depend on whether Texas comes out and that home field advantage really works to their advantage.
Well, the one thing we don't know is mistakes, turnovers, sometimes special teams, and then obviously those little yellow hankies that come flying out of the pocket. good job. Nick, you are the best, my man. Enjoy the game, and we will double back with you over the weekend. Thank you, Nick Douglas.
All righty. Sounds good, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
Who did a great job at the Sugar Bowl. He did a wonderful job on that Notre Dame game in New Orleans. We're coming back here. It's Sports Weekend. Marty and Tyler here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, and it's all Sports Weekend.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? Absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here, sports weekend. Now it's time, and I think Daniel Ogden said it. Appetizer in the college ranks, and then the main course may be the NFL playoffs. But we'll get Daniel in here as well. Guys, let's just go in order, and I'm not going to spend a ton on this one. The one game that just kind of has me scratching my head, I can't get pumped up about the L.A. Chargers and the Houston Texans. No slight to anything in L.A. with all the fires going on, but someone's got to light a fire under that Charger team because, man, you just don't know what team's going to show up. Tyler, let's start with you, and then Daniel, how are you guys seeing Texas Chargers? Let me hear.
I think the Chargers win this game convincingly. I think that they have a better team. I think that they are healthier. They have a significantly better defense in my eyes. They can establish the run. Herbert's been fantastic. And I feel like the Chargers can not only win this game, but I feel like they could beat the Chiefs. So I'm riding the Chargers on this Ooh. On a playoff run here.
There's a bold statement. Wow. All right, Daniel, how are you seeing this one? Chargers, Texans to get the playoffs underway on Saturday.
I'll say it sort of comes down to two things. Can the Chargers run the ball? And how does Stroud play? The Texans, obviously they're in the Jaguars division. I'm very familiar with them. But the whole year, pretty much, if Stroud has a good game, they usually win. If he doesn't, they lose. So I think those are the two keys for me. I'll say Chargers, though, in a close game.
Yeah, I just think the edge comes at quarterback. Stroud, look, he hasn't been horrible this year, but 20 touchdowns, he's had 12 picks. It's a lot of people think it's, you know, that sophomore jinx, you know, a great rookie year, so on and so forth. But I just think if Herbert gets in a groove, he can absolutely shred a defense. And don't look now, he's already beaten Peyton Manning's 5-year or 4-year numbers in terms of offensive production as a quarterback. And that's saying something when you see how Manning played, who Manning played with, and Marvin Harrison, some great Reggie Wayne. I mean, he had unbelievable receivers. So, edge to the Chargers. I can't get too excited. How about the night game? Now, weather could be a factor at M&T Bank Stadium, Inner Harbor, Baltimore. Ravens, a near double-digit favorite against the Steelers. And I can see why, and they've got Lamar Jackson, but something tells me, and I'm just, it's a hunch, I think this game is going right down to the wire. Now, I'll put the old Marty kiss of death on it. Let's start with you, Tyler. How are you seeing Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and then let's hear from you, Daniel. Let me hear.
First thing, Herbert, I think for me, has the prettiest throw in the NFL right now. Outside of that, let's get back to this game. I just had to mention that because it's my favorite thing to watch. But I think that the Ravens are going to absolutely stomp the Steelers. I think that this team feels like they're different than Ravens teams of the past. I think Lamar is incredibly confident after having an unbelievable season. He's not turning the ball over, which generally speaking for the Ravens in the playoffs has been an issue. In the big moments, they come up with a terrible turnover. Derrick Henry rarely fumbles the ball. I think he's fumbled like once in, I don't know what, 8 years or something along those lines. So here's what it is for me. The Steelers struggle to score points. They have an unbelievable kicker, but like kicking field goals is not going to win you a playoff game in Baltimore. They're going to need to score touchdowns and they're going to need to get stops. I think that with Mark Andrews really playing a lot better on the back end of the season than he did on the front end of the season, you know, not only that, but Isaiah Likely, two solid tight ends. Zay Flowers and Bateman have been great. And then you have Lamar, who's as dynamic as ever. And the difference between what everyone is talking about, oh, the Ravens, they get in the playoffs and they fail and they drop the ball and they make these mistakes. They didn't have Derrick Henry the last couple of years. And the more interesting part about this, and this is a crazy stat, when the Ravens won the Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer, he was 28 years old. 12 years went by, I believe it was. Check me on that number. And then Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl with the Ravens. Guess how old he was? 28. It's been 12 years since then. Guess how old Lamar Jackson is this season? 28 years old. So, look, call it a superstition, call it a weird statistic. All I'm saying is maybe this is the year that Baltimore finally gets it done again.
I'm just glad you didn't bring up the 27-year-old club because, you know what that means. Cobain, Winehouse, a whole bunch of talented people.
Yeah, this is a better club, 28.
I was going to say the 28 club's a little bit better. Daniel, my brother, what do you think now? I got to hear this. Pittsburgh and Baltimore in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. Let's hear.
I actually think this game's going to be close. I think Baltimore's going to win. I think this year, both Baltimore and Buffalo, it's kind of put up or shut up time. They've had so many years where they just cannot seem to really break through. And I think one of those two teams will be the team that comes out of the AFC. And I actually think that they very well could end up having to maybe both. Try to beat the Chiefs. Maybe the Chiefs knock one of them off. I don't know. Or they play each other. I haven't looked exactly at what the bracket looks like, but those two teams, I think will be the teams that it sort of comes down to at the end. So I'll go Baltimore, but I think it'll be close. Those division games are always just like slobber knockers.
Yeah, I think this one, and I couldn't disagree with Tyler more. All due respect. I don't see it, and I think Baltimore's history and the Derrick Henry point is spot on. He absolutely is. He's a game changer, and he's found a new lease on life. He got out of a miserable situation in Nashville with the Titans. He just needed a change of scenery, and Lamar is just you can't catch the guy. You simply cannot. I mean, he and Mahomes are two of the two. You cannot sack these guys. You cannot sack them. I mean, they get sacked every once in a while, but man, it takes a complete faux pas by the offensive line or a missed assignment to get this guy behind the line of scrimmage. He escapes more. I mean, he is dynamic. He is worth the price of admission. Biggest cliche you'll hear in sports, but yeah, if Lamar has got it going and Henry gets it going, it could be a long evening. For the Steelers. I just don't see that happening. All right, let's turn to Sunday. You want to talk about a team under the gun. Now, how about the Buffalo Bills? You want to talk about laying eggs at home. Now, look, they got the guy with the big numbers. He, speaking of hard to sack, he's big. He's bruising. He ran for a lot of scores this year, had a 5-touchdown game. A lot of people think he's the MVP. Buffalo and Denver, what, first time in the playoffs since, 2015? It's been, I mean, damn near a decade. Hard to believe it. But, all right, guys, let's weigh in. Let's start with you, Tyler. Denver and Buffalo, and weather should not be a factor in upstate New York.
I think that this one is actually close. I think that the Bills are going to – I mean, if the Bills don't win, McDermott's gone. Has to be gone. Inexcusable to not win this game. They're an 8.5-point favorite. What the Broncos have going for them is that they have a significantly better defense and their offense is capable and serviceable. So I think the Broncos will score points in this game, but I just think that in that environment, a rookie quarterback in the playoffs for the first time going against who will be the MVP in my eyes, who's having one of the most unbelievable seasons of anybody that we've ever seen, given the weapons that he has at his disposal, keep in mind, I think that the Bills get it done. But I think that it's not going to be a blowout because I think Denver's defense will get a good enough amount of stops to keep it respectable. But I don't think that at any point in this game we're going to be thinking, oh, man, the Bills are really in trouble here.
Interesting. All right. What do you think there, Daniel? Upstate New York, Buffalo, and Denver.
I sort of agree with Tyler. I think it's going to be closer than maybe people think. Definitely is right about the defense. And I also think Peyton's just a better coach than McDermott overall. So I think they sort of stay close and put up a fight, but I can't see them winning the game.
One follow-up question for Bo. What about Bo Nix, though? Is this going to be deer in the headlights? Because that can be a tough place to play. Now, obviously, they haven't held serve. They lost to Kansas City, which is, no crime there. But Is Bo Nix going to be deer in the headlights in this environment, you think, Tyler?
I think if he was playing it, you know, in Lincoln Financial against the Eagles defense, yes. But the Bills defense is not good at all. So, no, I don't think so at all. I think that he's actually going to have a good game. And I think that's why, honestly, Bo Nix is the reason why I think this game will be close. I mean, he's played in big environments before, on the road in tough spots. He played like 100 years in college. And after being in that environment last night, like, it doesn't get much crazier than two big-time college teams going up against each other. I know it's a different level, better players, faster pace, but he's got a good coach. He has had a fantastic season all season long, you know, bar the first couple of weeks. And I expect him to have a great game. Sutton's a great weapon. I think he's going to have a monster night. But I just don't think it's enough to compete with the Bills' offense, who's, you know, I mean, they've been saving their defense all season long by putting up 30, 40, 50 points. And I just think that's what's going to happen in this game. Their offense will be too much for the Broncos, but it'll be a respectable effort.
All right, let's go real quick. We've got three games left, so we want to just keep this and condense it. Packers, Eagles, Sunday, 4:30 East. Commanders, Buccaneers, 8 o'clock. And then Monday night, we get the Rams and the Vikings in Glendale. I'm going to tell you right now, Packers are a live, outright upsetter here. They just are. They're doing everything right. I love the coaching matchup here because I think LaFleur's got a decided advantage over Sirianni. Sirianni is coaching for his supper. If he loses this game, he is gone. They won't even, I mean, he might not even make it to the post-game press conference. And then I'm going to take the Commanders with a mild road upset at Tampa. You guys weigh in on Green Bay Eagles and then Commanders Buccaneers. Let me hear. Go ahead, Tyler.
I absolutely love the Packers at +5.5. They were in this pretty much an identical spot last year, playing a very good Cowboys team on the road, and they absolutely smoked them. All the pressure's on the Eagles here. If the Eagles can get the passing game going, I think that they're going to win this game. But I think at best they win by a field goal. I expect Jordan Love to have a big game. Josh Jacobs will have a big game. And that defense, that Packer defense, is very good at getting turnovers. So keep an eye on that. I expect Jalen Hurts to throw an interception. I love the Bucs, though. I think Baker Mayfield is going to go off. Mike Evans will go off. That Commanders defense just isn't good enough to win a playoff game for me. And I just think it's going to be too much to go on the road and get a W. Although I do think it will be close. I think that the Bucs cover the -2.5.
What do you think, Daniel? Two big ones. NFC.
I'm taking the Eagles. I think Barkley's been sort of waiting for this showcase in the game the whole year. And I think that, sort of the talent on that roster will overshadow the fact that Sirianni is a complete dumbass. I totally like LaFleur over him in a coaching matchup. A little bit worried about Jordan Love's elbow, arm, whatever exactly the funny bone, whatever the heck it is. So I'll take the Eagles, but I think it'll be a fun game to watch. I'll take Tampa Bay, but I think that's sort of conditional on the fact I think they really need to get Bucky Irving in the running game going in order for that to happen.
All right. And then Monday night, I have one question. I won't even make a statement. How are the Vikings not a bigger favorite than what is listed right now? I mean, that just blows my mind. You know what that tells me? Stafford and company are going to pull the upset off. And the Vikings, this is going to be a disaster. I mean, four Super Bowls in their history, all losses. This year, behind Detroit, and you know, absolutely a unbelievable year. I think the Rams are going to get them, Tyler, and then Daniel, you'll finish up. Let me hear.
I love the Rams in this spot. We just saw the Vikings go into Detroit and struggle to get points in the red zone against an absolutely god awful, injury riddled,
banged up
Lions defense. McVay is an unbelievable coach. Stafford has been here before. He's won a Super Bowl. Cooper Kupp has been here before. He's won a Super Bowl. Puka Nacua is an absolute animal. And they got Kyron Williams, Notre Dame alum. We saw he'll be happy. It seems the national championship game. The guy's a touchdown machine. I love the Rams in this spot, although I do think it is a very good game. I think that the Rams win by a field goal, walking it off.
I'll take the Vikings, right. Actually. The Rams beat them earlier in the season. It's always a little bit tough to beat the same team twice in a year. I think Flores will have something up his sleeve, but who knows? Sam Darnold could implode and that whole thing goes to hell. So,
going to be interesting. All right, we'll get the break. When we come back on the other side, we'll do a 2-minute drill. Myself and Tyler take you to the top of the hour as we roll through sports weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Across the country and around the globe on iHeart, TuneIn, and worldwide, globally, on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, down the home stretch, two-minute drill brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. And boy, are they riding the crest of the Lions. Can you imagine if the Lions, one of four remaining teams that have never punched a Super Bowl ducket, if the Lions do it, I think you're going to hear a lot about Rocket Mortgage on this network and others as well. So we look forward to it. Tyler, here's my one final question here, two-minute drill. Can Ohio State and Texas keep this college football mojo going based on what we saw last night? Oftentimes you just get one great game and a dud. Can we get two phenomenal games? I would love to see it.
I think that this one's going to be a shootout. I don't know if it's going to get over the 51.5 total. I do think that Texas is going to be the toughest defensive test that the Buckeyes have faced thus far in the playoffs. And I think if there's any team that they've played thus far that is prepared to take them down, it is Texas. For me, the question is, can Quinn Ewers get hot? Can Texas establish the run, and can they play a turnover-free game? For me, their only chance at getting a win here is stopping the Buckeyes early in the first quarter, limiting the explosive plays, and playing a clean game. If they can execute on those two things, I love Texas's chances considering they're at home, and that place will be rocking.
That's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal environment. If nothing else, it'll be a great environment. We shall see. Something tells me we are going to get a good one. I don't know if it'll be anywhere near as good than what you saw last night. And I'm still sitting here stunned that that was the first ever college football game you've been to in your life. You've been around over a quarter of a decade, a quarter of a century, and it was the first game. And man, you picked a good one to get the football.
It was unbelievable, man.
Unbelievable. Glad you got to go. All right, good job out on the whole crew. Daniel Ogden, thanks to Giovanna Scroggins. Thanks to Nick Douglas as well and the whole crew. Stay with us throughout the weekend with more Sports Talk. Andy Dorf on Sunday morning and a whole lot more here. Plus, Blake Byrne. Yes, his show was outstanding this week. His replay coming up on the weekend. Adios.